Superintendent Jonathan Hereboth from West Prairie, and the last school board meeting. Implementation, of course, you've already over the past have had a lot of fiber optic cable. You've got a lot of high-speed connections between the various buildings. But now you had a report, and you're looking at implementation. First of all, the term one-on-one technology came up. And first of all, let's decide what you mean by one-on-one technology and how it would be used in West Prairie.
One-on-one technology is a program or an initiative in which every student has access to some kind of a portable wireless electronic device that gives access to school data, student data, internet, document transfer and sharing, full access to the benefits of the technology as we have it today.
And how does this actually help? I mean, obviously, people are using more and more of this technology in the workplace. People are using it in their personal lives. Probably a lot of the students already have some sort of a, say, pad-type device that does wireless connection. But how does this enhance the classroom experience?
I think that the way I envision this, having technology around for every student will allow students to pursue topics in different ways or to sort of customize the education that each student is receiving. In other words, if a teacher is teaching a lesson and at the end of the day the student needs access to more resources or more practice or an online tutorial of some kind, all of those things are available today just by going to a web page or some kind of online resource. I would give you an example that, say, Khan Academy would be a very good example of that, where Mr. Khan has prepared over 3,600 little videos, each one of which is a very intelligently done tutorial on some aspect of math or science or humanities or economics or you name it. It's a very broad base of tutorial videos that can be watched over and over again and, you know, at the student's own pace. In addition, I think that students are going to use technology to prepare all of their documents and writings from here on out. I think the days are over in which a student's going to sit at a spiral-bound notebook and prepare a paper and then pull it out of the book and submit it to the teacher for correction. We don't do that in our work environment at all anymore. In fact, we don't really do that in any other environment other than the classroom. So I think that when we look down the road, we need to be prepared for the reality that technology is going to be the tool that's used in some way for every aspect of our productive lives.
Now, to prepare for this day, and I'm assuming since you're making the preparations, you're hoping it won't be too far off, what does West Prairie actually have to do to enable this technology?
I think that the single primary goal that we have to enact prior to establishing a one-to-one program is to very carefully outline our goals and objectives, particularly in relationship to teaching and learning. I think my personal goal would be for a very individualized approach to teaching and learning. I would like a classroom setting in which our teaching and learning is less teacher-directed and more student-directed in order to give a student practice in what we hope will become a habit of lifelong learning. So clearly we have to lay an instructional groundwork of training and preparation for our professional staff. And then secondly, we have to deal with the nuts and bolts reality of choices to be made regarding what sort of technology we would like to use. We're pretty far along here in terms of our network infrastructure, and we have a long, in fact, a history of spending a considerable amount of money every year to keep our technology up to date. But even at that, if we're not careful, we fall behind quickly. It's not enough just to have a lot of high-capacity fiber optic cable coming to our buildings. We have to have the infrastructure within the buildings to distribute the data around each campus and to switch it appropriately and then to distribute it wirelessly. And we've been working pretty hard on that, and we're getting close in all of our buildings.
You know, what about the devices themselves? I'm not talking about the technology per se, but, you know, the acquisition, because so many you know, school districts, and particularly due to the economy, the children who are on free and reduced lunch programs, usually who are at families are suffering some economic hardship, are in, those numbers are going up in many districts. Mm-hmm. Will families have to purchase that like a textbook, or how do you look to say fund the technology in a sense?
I think that we would not expect our families to purchase the technology. I think we would provide it in a way that similar to which we provide textbooks now. That would be how I would see it happening. I don't see that as an additional tax on people to come into the school. That being said, however, I think it would be reasonable to expect people to pay something of a fee similar to what we charge now with school fees or textbook rental fees, but not a terrible burden, just something to help defray part of the cost. I think overall the cost of such an initiative would have to be borne primarily by school district funds.
You have to add a lot of wireless capacity. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of your administrators and teachers have some sort of wireless access in the classroom, but would you have to add wireless capacity?
We are very rapidly building out our wireless capacity in our buildings. We're using a technology that's relatively inexpensive and does a very good job of reaching throughout our buildings in such a way that in our tests so far, we've been unable to defeat it, even using relatively large numbers of wireless devices that are putting a heavy demand on the system. So we have a lot of confidence in our ability to build this out, to have wireless coverage everywhere sufficient to provide for the needs of students.
Do you have a timeline or a dateline? Would you like to see the, even if it may have a couple of bugs, and to actually roll out the technology in the classroom?
Well, I'm certain from experience that anything we roll out will have bugs in it because we don't know all the questions to ask ahead of time. But I certainly hope that at some point early on in the next school year that we can do this.
And do you have a price tag, or are you still looking at technologies?
I think that the price tag really depends a great deal on how we do it and the device. And we've not settled on that. There are a lot of questions that have to be answered in terms of how technology gets put into place in the classroom. What device works the best? We're experimenting now with a classroom quantity of tablet-type computers, and we have a lot of wireless laptops around. I have questions, for example, like what textbook material would be available, or is it even appropriate to use the term textbook when we're talking about technology? I'm not sure, for example, if we have a lot of curriculum material available on a laptop screen that a student will actually use it. And I think the jury's out on that from other school districts that have tried that. We don't know the most effective way to provide students with curriculum material using technology. Is that a tablet? If they use a tablet, for example, and respond to a paper and send it back to the teacher, what software is best for the teacher to use to mark up the paper, give it a grade, and resubmit it to the student with corrections, for example? You know, there are a lot of things like that.
Do you have any comments you'd like to add? Because I think otherwise that pretty well answers my questions at this point.
The primary goal of using technology is not to get devices or hardware, but it's to transform the way teaching and learning take place in a school.